Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. O you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with the opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel Islamic Manners. And in today's silsila we will discuss how to drink water. Water is a basic need of every living being, and our life depends upon water, and we have to drink water many a times in a day and night. As we said in earlier silsilas that Islam regulates our lives and every aspect of our life is properly regulated and discussed and explained. So inshallah azza wa jal, today we will learn how to drink water. What is the Islamic way of drinking water? There's a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to drink water, he would drink in three breaths. Many people have habit of drinking water with one breath or with two breaths. The sunnah way is that to drink water with three breaths, as we have learnt from the narration of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And there is another explanation in Sahih Muslim which explains further the benefits of drinking in this way or in three breaths. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who would drink water in this way, for example with three breaths, he will be saturated. And secondly, this way of drinking water is useful for the health, and one would enjoy drinking water. There's a hadith mubarakah in Abu Dawud and in Ibn Majah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited, or he has stopped from taking breath in the water or to blow on the water. And from this Hadith Mubarakah we can learn that anything which we drink, we should not blow on it. Especially when people drink tea, and tea is hot, in order to cool the tea down, many people blow on the tea. This is against Sunnah, and as we learn from Hadith Mubarakah, that this type of act has been prohibited. Hazrat Imam Abu Dawood reports from Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited to drink from a bowl from the side where it is broken. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited to blow in the water. So we learn from this Hadith Mubarakah that if a bowl of drinking water is broken from any side, then one should not drink from that side, rather drink from the other side. Hadith Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited from drinking water while standing. So this is very important to note that this matter is not just mere a preference. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stopped us and he has prohibited us that we should not stand and drink water. Wherever we might be, there's always a possibility, there's always a way that we can sit and drink. And inshallah azza wa jal, we'll get the thawab and there would be more benefits for our health as well. There's another Hadith Mubarakah in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that no one should stand and drink water. And if anyone has done so forgetfully, he should vomit it. He should throw that water out. In this Hadith Mubarakah, it is made very clear that this is absolutely disliked in our deen to stand and drink water. The seriousness of it we can learn from this Hadith Mubarakah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that even if someone drank water while standing forgetfully, he should vomit it. There's a Hadith Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports. And he says a bucket of Zamzam water was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was presented in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank that water, that Abi Zamzam, while standing. So we learn from this Hadith of Mubarakah that Abi Zamzam was treated differently. Although for every other water, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized so much that we should sit and drink. But for Abi Zamzam, the practice of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he stood and drank Abi Zamzam. جیسے حدیث مبارکہ ان صحیح بخاری that حضرت سیدنا علی المرتضی شیر خدا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ performed صلاۃ of ظہر and then in order to help people he sat down in the courtyard of the Jami Masjid of Kufa and at the time of Asr water was brought to him. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu drank the water and he made wuzu with that water and whatever amount of water was left Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood and drank that water and then he said people dislike drinking water while standing. He said, the way I did, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did exactly the same. It means that people unconditionally think that it is makruh to stand and drink water. So Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained that there is exemption and there are certain waters which are exempted from that law. And those are two waters. Ab-e-Zamzam is exempted and the leftover water of wuzu is exempted. So these two waters one should stand and drink. There is a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Uzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, do not wear silk and do not drink water in the pots of gold and silver. And do not eat your food in those pots, pots made of gold and silver. Because these things are for the non-believers in this world. And for you, these things would be offered or would be allowed in the hereafter, in the akhirah. So in this hadith mubarakah, we learn many things. One is that silk is prohibited for men. And secondly, to eat and drink in the pots which are made of gold or silver, that is prohibited for every man and every woman. And also we learn that these things are for the kuffar, these things are for the non-believers in this world. But in Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the akhirah, the believers will also wear silk and they will also eat and drink in the pots made of gold and silver. There's another beautiful hadith mubarakah. Hazrat Imam Ibn Majah radiallahu ta'ala reports that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, wash your hands and drink water from your hands. Because there is no pot which is more pure than hands to drink the water. This is such a natural bowl that you can put water in this beautiful, natural, pure bowl and drink water from it. So if someone practices this sunnah, inshallah, azza wa jal, he would also be rewarded. And there's another hadith which is reported in Dalami. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that drink water while sucking it. In Urdu we call it choos kar pani peena. So drink water in a manner of sucking it. Because in this way the water would be more tastier and it would help your digesting system and will safeguard you from a sickness or from any type of sickness. So this hadith mubarakah teaches us the sunnah of drinking water. And in fact, there are many people who do not even know how to practice this sunnah. Because when you talk about drink water while sucking it, it might not make sense to a lot of people, but there is a method, there is a way. And you need to practice and learn this way. You need to have the training. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal of Dawat Islami, because the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are practiced in abundance, and Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, the leader, the founder of Dawat Islami, he is very eager to practice each and every sunnah if possible. And alhamdulillah, we have heard him over and over that people do not even know the basic things like drinking water. You might see some people drinking with three breaths. So yes, that is one sunnah, but another sunnah is that choos kar pani peena, to drink water in a way as if you are sucking it. That is also sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Majah reports from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which are those things which cannot be refused, or the refusal of which is not halal? In other words, which are those things when somebody asks or neighbor asks, it is not halal for us to refuse? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, water, salt and fire. I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, water we can understand that we should not refuse water for anyone. But why the refusal of salt and fire is not halal? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Humaira, this is another name of Ummul Mumineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this name to her with love as a husband. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very often used to call her Humaira. O Humaira, the one who gave fire to his neighbor or anyone who came to ask, as if he has given that whole food in charity which is prepared with that fire. And the one who gives the salt, his reward is as if he has given that whole food which has been decorated or which has been made tasty or which has been prepared with that salt in charity. And the one who gave a sip of water to a Muslim at such place where the water is easily available, so his reward is as if he has freed a slave. And the one who gave a sip of water to a Muslim at such place where the water is not available, his reward is as if he has made him alive. So in this Hadith Mubarakah we learn that small things which neighbors normally ask each other, we should not refuse. And from those things, three things are mentioned very clearly: water, fire, and salt. And in this Hadith Mubarakah, it is also said that it is not halal to refuse. That means if one wants to refuse anything else besides these three things, that would be halal. Even though the small little things of daily use, we are encouraged to give to the people who are in need and if they come to ask. It is sunnah to drink water while reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then start drinking. Drink with three breaths. And each time separate the glass or the cup from which you are drinking the water. Separate it from your mouth and take the breath. Do not breathe within that glass or cup that you are drinking water from. The first time, one should take a sip. And the second time also, one should take a sip. And third time, drink as much as you can drink. So this is the sunnah way. Take the bowl, take one sip, breathe, take another sip, breathe, and a third time drink maximum or as much as you desire. So if you drink this way, your thirst would be satisfied, and drink water while sucking it. Sometimes people take big sips of water. That while the water is going down from their throat, the voice can be heard. Like for example, ghat, ghat. So this is not sunnah. And if you, as it has been explained, that if you drink it in a sucking way, then that type of voice would not be produced. And that voice actually indicates that the person is really greedy. He has no patience. He's drinking water as if he will never get water again. And when one finishes drink water, should say, Alhamdulillah. So this is the sunnah way of drinking water. Start with Bismillah, drink with three breaths. The first time a sip, second time a sip, third time drink as much as you would like to. In today's time, many people while they're eating, because they're using the right hand for eating, they take the glass of water in the left hand and they drink. This is against Sunnah, and this is against the culture of Muslims. This is indeed the culture of Christians. The Islamic culture is that we should eat with the right hand and we should also drink with the right hand. Possibly people might think that hands are still messy because they're eating with the hand, so the cup or the glass would also become messy. But if we practice the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this problem would not occur. For example, it is sunnah to suck the fingers after you eat, or to remove the food from your fingers. So it's so simple and easy that even if your hand is messy with the food, you can suck your fingers and then take the glass of water and drink the water. And this culture is also prevailing these days, that after drinking water from a cup or from a glass, people leave some water in the glass. Now, they call it jhootha pani, means it's a mouth-touched water of someone. And people don't like to drink that water. And they throw it away. This is not an Islamic practice. This is the practice of some other religions. Islam does not believe in such things. And there is no evidence in our deen that one should avoid the mouth-touched water or food of a Muslim. In fact, rather it is mentioned in Ahadith Mubarakah that mouth-touched water or food of a Muslim is shifa, it's a cure. So we should actually drink it with that intention. And if we do that, we will also safeguard ourselves from wasting this beautiful bounty and the ni'mah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal from being wasted. At some places, people keep drums of water, which is called sabil. And those drums are kept for people to drink if they are in the marketplace and they're walking around and they get thirsty. So they have pure, clean, decent water to drink, so they can come and drink. That's the purpose mostly. So one cannot take such water to his home, because normally that water is kept there for people to drink, not to take that water to home. However, if the person who is the owner of that sabil, or who has kept that drum for people to drink water from it, if he has given the permission, then it is allowed, then there is nothing wrong with it. But without his permission, you cannot take that water anywhere else except sitting there and drinking. And similarly, in winter, the water is made warm for the masjid. So the namazis, the musallis can come to the masjid and make wuzu or ghusl. So that's the purpose, that water is made hot or warm. So this water can only be used there. One cannot take that hot water to his home. Similar would be the situation of the jugs of masjid, which are used for istinja purpose. One cannot take them to his home. Even muazzin or imam, is not allowed for them to take that jug which is kept for the istinja of people to take his home. And when we drink, when we make wuzu in a jug, which is also called lota, and sometimes some amount of water is left or left over in that jug. Now to leave that water or throw it away, it is israf, it is a waste. So the best thing is that we should do as Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Shaykh Huda radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, that he drank the leftover water of wudu while standing. And if we are fasting and we are unable to drink that water, then pour that water into something. For example, if there is a plant and plant needs water, so with the intention of watering the plant, we can throw that water, so that way it would not be counted as a waste. It would be then counted as used properly. And we also learn a very important masala in this discussion, that two waters we should stand and drink. One is the Aab-e Zamzam, and the other water is the leftover water of wudu. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsala we have learnt many beautiful ahadith and the masail regarding drinking water. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahal and in the atmosphere of Dawat Islami, these types of basic sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are practiced very commonly, and Muslims are educated and encouraged to change their lifestyle. So when they drink, they must be noticed that this man is a Muslim. When they eat, they must be noticed that this person is a Muslim. When he wears his dress, he must be noticed that this person is a Muslim. When you do your business, when you make your dealings, your identity of Islam is apparent and it's noticed. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful akhlaq and character of Muslims will become a silent preacher. Even if one does not have the opportunity to give da'wah or to explain people about the beauties of Islam, our own character can be an invitation as well. As the character of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in, when they were spread out throughout the world, and at many places where they went, they could not even understand the language of those people. But because they practiced the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore, they were very successful da'is. They were very successful in their mission of spreading this beautiful deen of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.